Hello, gosh, it is 9:12 a.m. and I just did all of the things I shouldn't do on radio, but it is what it is. You now know the time because you have a watch. On the other end of the line, we have Libretta Suede at the front of the Motel 6. Are you there?
I am here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Firstly, want to say thank you for tuning in and coming in to the show this morning, considering you have a flight to catch.
Yes.
We do, yeah.
Yes. It's very, very, very nice of you to take that time out. So, first things first, you guys are doing two shows very soon, this Friday and this Saturday, at Wonder Bar Littleton. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them? What can people expect?
What can people expect? All right, so we're doing an unusual thing this time. We're actually opening for ourselves with our side project, which is called Priscilla and the Presleys.
Mm.
And we do a variety of Elvis covers. And then, you know, we'll lull you into the mood with stuff that you know.
Mm.
And then we're going to get real wigged out with you doing our Libretta Suede in the Motel 6 set. It's our last sort of final tour before we escape back to the US of A.
Mm.
So Johnny and I used to live in New York for about 7 years. We've been back in New Zealand, but we do spend about 3 to 6 months of the year traveling through the US and touring through Europe with the band. So, you know, New Zealand's been a wonderful base, and we're a bit scared about what we're about to embark on going back to the USA.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we're having one last party with you all in Unicorn Freedom COVID Free Land.
Yes!
We love that.
Indeed, these are the final shows that you're playing in New Zealand. Do you want to tell us how the tour has been? Because it's been rather extensive. You've graced so many fantastic towns. How's that been?
It's been fantastic, and I must say, as a you know, like New Zealander and a New Zealand musician, it's been amazing to see New Zealand music stand up and all performers stand up and cover that whole of no internationals. Personally, we've been reveling in it because it's really great not to be playing down the road from the Rolling Stones every weekend. So we're like, hey, look, people are coming out and enjoying. You know, I think it's just gotten rid of that cultural cringe a little bit that, you know, New Zealand sort of rammed in there some years ago. So it's great to see that we've, you know, like crowds are coming out and having a really good time. And it's also great to see New Zealand bands kind of step up and fill that hole. It's been really fun. We've had a really great time with everybody.
Hell yeah.
That's so cool.
Fantastic to hear, as always. This is your sweet 16th tour. You guys have been around
for 16 years. 16 years.
Yes, wow. So exciting. So what is the music industry? What's it like compared to when you first started? Give us those parallels.
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, being away for so long, we would have thought that we would have come back and that whole tall poppy New Zealand thing would have dissipated. But you know what? It sort of hasn't, and it's odd. It should have by now, but I feel like maybe because there's more competition and we are such a small region, everyone's sort of fighting for this maybe non-existent hole or something. But as a band like us, because we really are out on our limb and out on our own with the kind of music that we play and all that sort of stuff, it's very Americana-based music. So we've always been a little bit on our own, and we are a pretty wigged out show. So it's a big performance if you guys want to come out. Like, there's definitely burlesque elements. It's pretty sassy, you know. Ooh. It's a lot of fun. We do quite well with the festival circuit and things like that here because we're just a little bit different to a lot of other bands. So it has changed in the sense that it's broadened up to include us.
Yeah,
totally.
But I think we've also been around for so long that everyone's like, hey, these guys are like, you know, this is what they really do, you know. Like, and I feel like with any scene, you see bands come and go quite frequently. But 16 years is pretty good for us. It's a good milestone, and we don't plan on going anywhere. So.
Hell yeah. It's time for the quesadilla and everything. Gosh. You touched on something, talking about burlesque as one of the several components to, I guess, the enigma that is Libretta Suede in the Motel 6. But I wanted to ask about, rock and roll car culture, your Americana culture, and how you guys are so gritty and honest, and how you just like, this is who I am, take me as I am. These are the cultures we take from. Tell us about like every single component, how it like all comes together, sort of thing.
Well, I guess for myself and Johnny, we're both, you know, a lot of people grew up being Anglophiles, I think, in New Zealand, and we were quite rare little specimens out there on our own, really, into, like, Americana culture and Americana pop culture, and particularly the music. But along with the music comes, you know, the car culture, and Johnny and I, like, I think Johnny's owned about 16 Valiants, and I'm a big Dodge girl, so we've owned lots of 60s and 70s cars and things like that over the years before it became quite, you know, significant part of New Zealand culture now. To own a big American car has become sort of normalized in a way. And so we were sort of at the forefront of a lot of that. I was one of New Zealand's very first burlesque performers, where I think I scared the living bejesus out of most of the crowd, because they were like, what is this? Like, we were just not ready for it. And I hark back from Greek culture, so my mum and dad are both Greek, and I was born in the island of Lesbos, so over there, exactly. So over in Greece, you know, like, it was definitely a part of our sort of cultural history, the whole burlesque thing, definitely taken flight in many different areas now, but I grew up as a dancer and that sort of thing, so I've just kind of incorporated everything in my weird world into the whole... the whole show of it all, really.
Hell yeah.
That's fantastic.
See, that's the thing. We often ask on this show, what can we expect from a gig? But in the same breadth of Two Minds, who we interviewed just earlier, you can't really tell until you've actually gone to the gig.
We are a very strange menagerie of a good time, is all I can tell you. It's pretty loose. It's pretty fun. It's very inclusive. So, you know, if you want to be a part of it and dress up and do the whole thing, like, we definitely encourage that, because you're going to have a much better time. And the guys at Wunderbar have got such a neat little, you know, they've got such a neat little space that, you know, its own little weird world. So I think we fit quite well there as a bar, you know. So we're doing both nights, Friday and Saturday, and we want to see you all out there.
Yeah, definitely. Before, you know, after this show, you are unfortunately leaving us to the land beyond of the United States. Like you touched on a little bit before, it's a little bit of a scary prospect given everything happening at the moment. But you've been over there lots of times. What do you find are some of the, I guess, differences playing to a New Zealand crowd, where, you know, you feel a little bit more of an outsider to the usual stuff that's played in New Zealand, whereas in America, that's where the roots are. Do you notice a big difference in crowds across the two places, or, you know, just general vibes?
Definitely. I mean, I think when we first started, particularly when we first started in New Zealand, people just didn't know where our roots were at all. They're like, this is crazy fun, but what the hell am I watching? You know, like...
yeah.
And now people are like, oh, this is crazy fun, and this is the British way to the Motel 6, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But in the States, they really got sort of this... it is our spiritual home in many ways, you know? Like, they really understood the background of rock and roll culture. I know for millennials in particular, they really missed a lot of punk, and they missed a lot of, like, that dress-up rock and roll... as a part of, like, musical diet. So for us, I feel like we're the gateway drug.
You are.
In the States, there are a lot of bands that sort of are, you know, like, on par a little bit with what we do. We're still a bit fruitier than the most, but we have a lot of fun over there, and they're very inclusive. The crowds are very music, live music goers, you know. That's a part of what they do in the weekend. I think we're stepping up in that realm ourselves. Like, I remember the 90s were a really good time for New Zealand. Maybe early 2000s too, but dance culture sort of took that away from us a little bit, and we were all the freaks standing there with our guitars playing to 10 people while everyone was listening to, I don't know, Drum and Bass and Jungle or something, you know?
So, for sure.
So I think it's equaled out a little bit more, you know, where people can go to both, you know, a sort of techno gig and a rock and roll gig. But yeah, American culture is just sort of, like, really derived around music. Like, they grow up playing the fiddle or the piano or something from a really young age, where I feel like New Zealanders' music came a little bit later, like in our teens when we were experimenting.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Libretta Swade, for coming onto the show this morning. Of course, front woman to the Motel 6. Indeed, head down to the Wunderbar Friday and Saturday of this week to catch them. It's going
to
be fantastic. I can simply picture it in my mind already.
We can't wait to wig out with you all.
Yes.
It's a long time, Christchurch.
It's going to be so good.
We played with the Stiff Little Fingers last February at the Nao Marsh Theatre, and it's been something like 12 years since we'd played, so we're really excited to come back again.
Gosh.
Fantastic. Well, we're very excited to have you here, and thank you so much for coming on to our show this morning.
Yay. Thanks very much, guys.
No worries. See ya.
Bye.